Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
He's raising up the nobodies. He is. In this last and final hour, he is raising up people that are despised upon. He's raising up those that nobody ever expects to speak the word of the living God.
Amen.
He's using children. In this hour, if you truly lay your life down for Jesus Christ, you will make an impact
Yes.
in this world.
Amen.
And remember, I will not preach on that tonight, but I will over the next few days. But that's why you're here. We're not here to have church. We're here for one very serious reason. And Jesus Christ is crying about the dire state of this fallen planet. It has never been that bad. There's never been more people than now. So those that will stand up, they will make an impact.
Amen.
And to those he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Each and every one of you is a servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no difference between preachers and people that sit there. We are all called for the same purpose in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He said, ye, the good old English word, ye, Y-E, that means everybody. Before they changed the language and made no difference when you speak to a group or when you speak to a single person. That's why I prefer the King James Version of the Holy Bible, the most accurate version that we have. And he said, ye are the salt of the earth. And you got to make that impact. Hallelujah. You are the light of the world. You ought to walk in any room, and it is supposed to light like that. When you go to bed tonight, before I go into the word, when you go to bed tonight, and you go in the bathroom is dark, I want you to remember this. I want you to switch on the light, and I want you to observe how immediately all darkness is expelled. Within less than a quarter of a second. But that is how we are supposed to be whenever we go somewhere. Because God himself, the hope of glory, lives inside of you. And when you step into a room, it's not you. It's God himself. And the room lights up and all demon spirits leave. And they ought to fall down to their feet and say, what must I do to be saved? Because the anointing upon your life will cause them to understand the law that is written in each and everybody's heart. And their God-given conscience will be convicted by the Holy Ghost. And that's where we ought to be. Every place we walk into, every room, every car, every street, every square, you ought to carry the glory of the risen Lord. And if you want to do that, then you are in the right place tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Who of you loves the word of God so much you can't have enough of it? Can I see your hand? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can never get enough of it. You never get bored reading it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I'll make this prophecy under the unction of the Holy Ghost. That whatsoever is blocking you. Over these next 3 days. The latest, the third day. Shall be no more.
Amen.
That is for sure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But remember why that is. For you to be. Remember tonight, just like the bathroom light. Bats!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't think it's for the glamorous, famous celebrities. On the contrary, if you know the Word of God, on the contrary, hallelujah.
Amen.
He uses humble people and He exalts them.
Amen.
And when He exalts them, the true apostolic signs and wonders and miracles follow.
Amen.
Because He only authenticates His truth. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't be deceived in these latter days. Don't be deceived in these latter days. God never went by worldly standards, as so many do in what is known as evangelicalism or Christendom. No, that's not God's way of looking at things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is a God that looks at righteousness.
Yes.
He is the Lord that searches the heart.
Yes.
Constantly in the scriptures, He is referred to as He that searches the heart. He that looks upon the heart. He is constantly looking upon the heart. What is really going on in that heart? Is that heart really sold out for me? That's. He wants a heart that is sold out to Jesus, to Him. Not to the world. Not sold out to the devil. Not sold out to fame. Not sold out to vain glory. Hallelujah. So you're in the right place at the right moment.
Yes.
Let there be no mistake about that. Hallelujah. Only the grace of God can extend the years that we have left to make an impact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But more on that tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Tomorrow, tell your friends to come. Because the message tomorrow is gonna challenge each and everybody to the limit.
Amen.
It is going to put the fear of God back into man. It is going to bring a reality, a truth, that the Apostle Paul declares twice very clearly as he refers to the Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know any people that have problems, you bring them. You drag them. Don't beg them, just drag them. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, if you're going to read with me, I'm going to be reading from Luke 8, and then I go to John 11. Luke 8, and then John 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 When you have the word, always shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Picking up from verse 22, Luke 8, verse 22, says, I'm reading from the King James out loud. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Hallelujah. There's a revelation straight there. When Jesus says go, they didn't hesitate. They launched forth. Hallelujah. But as they sailed, he, Jesus Christ, our Lord, fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Concentrate, please. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal it. I bind distraction in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that is coming against the Spirit of God, I bind it right now in Jesus' name. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. They were in danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and he rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and they were calm. And he replies to his disciples, which after Acts 11 is translated Christians. But you ought to be a disciple. There ought to be no difference between a Christian and a disciple. And he said unto them, where is your faith? Hallelujah. Amen. From today, your faith is going to be at a different level.
Amen.
You haven't walked in the faith that you ought to walk in. But from now, you're going to do it.
Amen.
Because the Lord is saying, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is it? There is now faith, Hebrews 11. But where is your faith? Where? What level is it? Where is it? Is it there every day? Is it there only sometimes? Where is it? And they being afraid, they wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What manner of man is this? He rebukes the wind and the raging water, and they cease. He steps out of the boat and walks on water. What manner of man is this? He speaks the word of God, and it comes to pass. What manner of man is this? Well, that man is God. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the man Christ Jesus, who died on a cross and shed his blood for the remission of our sin, being pierced for our rebellion, rose up as was prophesied according to the Old Testament on the third day. And that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
The Savior of the world, sent by God the Father to die like a lamb brought to the slaughter on an altar called the cross because of our rebellion, because of our disobedience to God. He had to go to that level. This man, in his resurrected body, as everybody witnessed him for a while, about 40 days after that third day, he dwelt with mankind. He walked through walls, Because his body was no longer powered by blood. His body was powered by the Spirit.
Amen.
He was the first fruit. For every true believer that keeps his commandments and loves Jesus Christ and lays down his life and picks up his cross, denies himself and follows Jesus,
Amen.
Shall have the same body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every true repentant person that has changed his life to the level that Christ commands it to change to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll have one day that same body. But in that body, he said, I am going to my Father.
Amen.
And then he made the most amazing statement. And greater things than I shall ye do.
Amen.
Until you are doing greater things than the Lord Jesus Christ did, you haven't got there yet. Don't be afraid by that. Be encouraged by that.
Amen.
Begin to see God like never before.
Amen.
Let there be an awakening inside of your soul. Let there be an ignition of a fire of the Holy Ghost that is truly unquenchable. That will begin to stir up your faith. That will begin you to have a desire to do greater things than Jesus Christ. Not to outdo him, but to serve him.
Amen.
To do what he commanded you to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What an encouragement. And because he enables you to do it. Because the same Jesus Christ is inside of you.
Amen.
And that's why you can.
Amen.
And that's why you must. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more. Powerless. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John 11. Praise the Lord. Let him increase your faith as you are hearing the word. Let him increase your faith. Whatever you have in your heart, whatever you're carrying in your heart, as the Holy Spirit is here true, let him convict you. Don't be leaving here tonight without being in perfect alignment with the will of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Don't let that stand in the way. Be in alignment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And whatever he convicts you of, you deal with it tonight. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And whatever it is, because some of you, you've gone through some stuff. There is no healing without revealing. You open up tonight. No more secrets. No more stuffing it down. No more keeping it buried in the depth of your soul. For tonight the deep is calling unto the deep in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And whatever it is that has kept you bound, the Holy Ghost will bring it up.
Amen.
And it shall be dealt with.
Amen.
And it shall be healed.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Believe only. Begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. Begin to receive it. Forget to the people. From now on, you forget the people that are around you. You are supposed to be in the Spirit now. Try and listen to the message in the Spirit. Try and let the flesh die. Hallelujah. And begin to just listen to the word of the living God in the Spirit. Worship him in spirit and truth. Listen in spirit and truth. Be here present in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a very special night. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is that Jesus Christ is going to heal you.
Amen.
That's what matters. What matters is that Jesus Christ is going to fulfill, and he's been willing to do that for a long, long, long time, the
Amen.
Promise that he made unto you. Hallelujah. your broken heart is going to be healed.
Amen.
And if you all of a sudden begin to scream, if you all of a sudden begin to yell, it doesn't matter. You're in the spirit. Everybody else is in the spirit. Flesh is not going to stand in the way tonight. If stuff is going to come up, it's going to come up. Let it come up. Do not suppress it and leave it there again. No, tonight you let it up. In the presence of the Holy Spirit. And holy angels serving God the Father in Jesus' name. You are in a safe place.
Amen.
And this is exactly the kind of place, holy ground, where you will receive your miracle. Hallelujah. He wants more than anything for you to be totally restored. More than anything. That's his heart's desire. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor in spirit. Yes, the anointing is here. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. To set at liberty them that are bruised. That evil spirit that has been harassing you is going to be cast out tonight.
Yes.
But Jesus wants to heal you first. So that foul evil spirit has no more grounds to hold on to. He wants to take that unforgiveness away from you. So that Satan can't use it against you. He wants to take that fear out of your system. He wants to deal with the abuse and the rejection as only he can.
Come on, come on.
Hallelujah. Don't not be afraid. Don't look at anybody else. Just let him deal with you. Hallelujah. It's only going to increase. Get into it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you need tonight, hallelujah, make sure your life is laid down. Make sure you are a laid down lover of Jesus Christ. Make sure you have denied self and it's no longer about you but about Jesus. Make sure that you are willing to bear the cross. Crucified daily. Take ye away the stone. That's what he's going to do now. With your help. Because he needs your free will. He's going to take away the stone. Hallelujah. We're going to see what happened when he. Because you'll see. Hallelujah. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus. Of Bethany. The town of Mary and his sister Martha. I'm reading from John 11. Verse 2. It was that Mary, the same Mary that anointed the Lord with that very expensive ointment and wiped his feet with her own hair, sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. Now her brother Lazarus is sick. You imagine the love of Jesus Christ. Has for each and every one. But this is a special relationship here. This is the sister. The brother of this woman. Who paid tribute. Who recognized Jesus Christ. Who laid herself down. Gave her own hair to wipe his feet. With a precious ointment. So his sisters sent unto him, for he was somewhere else. And they said, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.
Amen.
that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Hallelujah. We're picking it up from 11. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. The disciples misinterpreted that what the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to explain to them. And they said, Lord, if he sleep, he'll do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. So Jesus said unto them plainly, in plain English, or at the time, in plain Aramaic, he said, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. This is the same Jesus having a problem with the faith of the disciples. That's why the Lord made you go to Luke 8 first. Where is your faith? This is the same Lord Jesus Christ that said, oh ye perverse and faithless generation, when will you believe? Now he goes very extreme. He said, I'm glad he's dead for your sakes, to the intent that you may believe. For it's about time that you get the message. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. The disciples had the right attitude. They were willing to die with Jesus Christ. But Jesus didn't want them to die with him. Jesus wanted them to have faith. Jesus wanted them to exercise their faith. Amen. Jesus wanted them to take the limits of him. Amen. 4 days he had been in the grave. Verse 23. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Again, a misinterpretation follows. Because Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise in the resurrection of the last day. See, Martha knew about the resurrection of the last day. But Jesus changed everything from then on. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Amen.
From this forth, that Jesus had been doing miracles, amazing miracles. But nobody had been raised from the dead yet. Jesus was about to take off the lid, and he was about to show the world that truly with God, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Come on. Hallelujah.
She said unto him, yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Just like Peter had the divine revelation from God. When he said unto his disciples, who do men say that I am? But Peter had a divine revelation and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And here Martha proclaims exactly the same thing. Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. We pick it up from verse 32. Remember, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been there, my brother had not died. Now just imagine for a minute, Mary and Martha and these people around Lazarus. Just imagine their prayers. Imagine how they've been laboring in prayer. Imagine how they've been believing for Jesus Christ. They must have been exhausted by now, crying out. And now, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If thou would have been here, my brother had not died. Because that's where Mary's faith was. Where is your faith? Mary's faith was at the level that if Jesus Christ would have been there, Lazarus could not have possibly died. He wouldn't have even been sick. But Jesus Christ is about to raise her faith to an even higher level. Because if you can believe the Lord for healing, He will challenge you to believe Him to raise the dead.
Come on.
When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, He groaned in the spirit and He was troubled. Because Jesus was truly man as well as truly God. And a truly man understands the emotions. And that's why Jesus and Jesus alone can understand whatsoever you've been through. And as you see, Jesus wept. Because Jesus was moved by compassion. Hence my statement earlier on. He wasn't moved by status. He wasn't moved by fame. He wasn't moved by anything that is pride or greed. No, Jesus' only motive was compassion. The Bible says that Jesus was moved with compassion. Hallelujah. And if you want to follow Jesus Christ, and if you're truly born again of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, then you will be moved with compassion. And only then can you fulfill the greatest commandment that Jesus said, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And if you really do love your neighbor as you love yourself, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, He had to become fully man, stripped of His divine nature. And the Holy Spirit is bringing back that if you love thyself as you love your neighbor, you cannot but be a witness. And only then have you truly got the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you shall be a witness. You cannot not witness unless you have the Holy Spirit, the real Holy Spirit, not the counterfeit, seductive, or seducing spirit. Because you have to love your neighbor that is about to go to a hell which you know is a reality. That's why there is a problem with the church. Or that's why most of the church is not the remnant of Christ Jesus. Because they don't love their neighbor. And Jesus brought that out. He said, this is the greatest commandment. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, if you love your neighbor, you don't want him to go to hell. But at least 95% of Christians, quote unquote, have never even witnessed to their neighbor. Or maybe once a year to a family member who was dying. But we ought to be moved by compassion. And the Holy Spirit causes you, and the love for Jesus Christ causes you to move as Jesus moved. And then, and only then, you will be a disciple. According to what Jesus has as criteria. And He's very clear. Hallelujah. So then said he to the Jews, verse 36, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? There was commotion all over. People were weeping and crying. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, being moved with that compassion and seeing the people truly suffering with their pain. He comes to the grave. It was a cave. And a stone lay upon it. Now watch Jesus. Remember, this is a revelation. Watch Jesus. We know what is coming, but this is important. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Again, he's addressing everybody. Hence my comment earlier on the King James. Not perfect, but definitely the most accurate. Jesus speaks to everybody here. Take ye away the stone. Nothing happened yet. Jesus says, take ye away the stone. And he didn't take the stone away. Because Jesus Christ could have spoken the word and that stone would have exploded.
Yes.
But Jesus Christ, he speaks through the word of God. That is why he said is the bread of life. That's why he said, as he is the word, comes to flesh. And he said, I am the bread of life.
Amen.
And that's why this word is so important. And he says, no, you take away. You, plural, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he's been dead 4 days. Hallelujah. He's been dead 4 days. How long have you been praying for your miracle? How long have you been praying for your miracle? Stay focused. How long have you been praying for your miracle? They had given up. What have you given up on? 4 days. Dead and stinking. But the greatest miracle is about to happen.
Amen.
And whatever it is that you've been praying for, that you've been fasting for, that you've been believing for. Maybe it's been 4 years. Maybe you are just like them. Mary and Martha. And you say, when, Lord? When, Lord? It has been dead. And it stinks by now. There's no life in it. When, Lord? Is there a situation you are just like Mary and Martha? I know I've been there. I know I've been there in crying out to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, when, Lord? When will you raise me up? When will you use me for your glory? When can I make an impact?
Amen.
When will you release your anointing that will shake entire continents? When, Lord God, when? When will you stop the suffering? When can the truth come out? When can a dying world full of an apostate church receive the truth like Jesus ordained for it to come across? To be preached, to be witnessed. When, Lord? Now, I want you to remember, just like this light, the switch. I want you to remember this statement. Said I not? These are the words of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Said I not? Didn't I say? That if thou wouldest believe, you would see the glory of God.
Yeah. Come on.
If you would believe, you won't just see the miracles, but it will go beyond. You see the glory of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. According to the prophet Habakkuk, as it was recorded in the 2nd chapter and the 14th verse. And now Jesus is referring to that glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Didn't I say that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Hallelujah. Mark 9:23 is what he's referring to. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Let your faith be raised, increased and stirred up today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you run out of tape? Hallelujah. We are done. Because then they took away the stone from the place. Jesus cried unto the Father and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou sendest me.
Amen.
And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. You ready for one more revelation? Because in everything that Jesus speaks, there is a depth. Lazarus' body had died, but he was a friend of Jesus. His soul had gone to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And his spirit. So the Lord Jesus Christ has to call it forth back into Lazarus.
Amen.
He has to call the life back into the body of Lazarus. And because you know that Lazarus was not a body. No, Lazarus, the person, is a soul in a body. And that's why it doesn't stop when you die. And that's why it's important to know for sure that you are going to heaven when your body stops. Because that's the point. Well, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. But Jesus called Lazarus, the real Lazarus, his soul and spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, we're body, soul, and spirit. And he called it back into Lazarus. And that's why he cried with a loud voice. So it was heard of far away. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And immediately, life leaped back into Lazarus. If thou wouldest believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Hallelujah. And that same God who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He can raise back to life. Whatever has died in your life and shouldn't have died. Whatever dream you had and died, he can raise it back to life. Whatever calling and purpose you had in Christ Jesus, he can raise it back to life. Dead parts of your body, he can call life back into them. Dead parts of your soul or brain, because of the destruction of the enemy, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. If you'd only believe,